our Lord and Savior is, and also those doctrinal truths of Scripture that we believe as a church and why we believe them. And so, and there's a time as well to ask questions in that too. But if you desire to want to join the next class that we have, there is a sign-up sheet. If you want to talk further about it, come see any one of us pastors, and be happy to talk to you in more depth about that as well. Also, it wasn't that long ago, it doesn't seem, that I stood here and I said, it might seem really far off, but there's this thing called Vacation Bible School coming up, and we were mentioning it was like the beginning of March. Everybody's like, why are we talking about Vacation Bible School? Remember I said it was going to go by really fast? It's 1 month from now. And so actually even less than 1 month will start the first day. So our registration is open, and I wanted to let everybody know that. We actually have 22 children already signed up, and I don't even know if invitations have hit the mailbox yet.
We put them out, but I don't know if
they've hit. Ours hadn't shown up yet, so I'm thinking they're not even in mailboxes yet. But the Lord's already brought 22 children in, and so we're really excited about all that the Lord's going to do in this time. So I did want to just let us know as a body, if you have children in your own household that you want to sign up, or as you are about, and the Lord may bring opportunities in, and you want to invite someone with young children to bring them. As well, from time to time, we'll get different questions about, is there anything we can help with or bring or pick up for the VBS. On that back table as well, there's two pieces of paper that are actually not in the basket. They're laying right on the table, and we have some different items that if you'd like to sign up to bring them. They're mostly snack items or things that go with those for the week of VBS. There's a lot already signed up for, but there are still some available spots if you so feel led, would like to help come alongside and purchase something for that. That's available to you as well. Romans chapter 2 begins to tell us that there's a danger in thinking that we're one who teaches and yet we really disregard the teaching in our own life. It'll phrase it specifically, you therefore who teach another, do you not teach yourself? It begins to go down and say, okay, it's anybody can begin to say you should do this, you shouldn't be doing this, but where is our own walk in this? It actually tells us at the end of that passage, part of the danger in that is we actually blaspheme the name of God if we begin to live that way. We teach one thing and we do another. Hebrews as well in chapter 13 begins to say, verse 7, to remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you. But what it tells us in the other half of that verse is considering the result of their conduct, imitate their faith. The focus is, okay, this is those who led you and spoke to you, but it's really the walk and the decisions that they begin to make in their own life that we begin to imitate that faith lived out. It tells us of the consistency. It gives us the standard in verse 8 is our Savior Christ. It says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. In my time with you at Offertory, we've been looking at what does Scripture begin to tell us about this thing of teaching the Word of God. And one of the things that we see time and time again is that even those of us that are teaching, we don't want to ever lose that point of, God, what are you teaching me and growing me in through this time? We can get into a mindset of thinking, okay, it's just my job to tell everybody else what they need to do. But where is our own walk in this? I wanted to call up Talon and Christy. Tal and I have been meeting in discipleship for a couple years now,
yeah.
Right around there.
Yep.
We've had some interruptions at times. There's been some little ones born between our
house.
We've kind of taken turns having little ones in our over this time. But
yeah.
You and I started meeting a while back, and you guys had wanted to start, felt led to start teaching with the 4 to 7 class. And
yeah.
I think we were talking earlier, trying to figure out the timing. You were still years away from even having a 4 to 7 year old at that time.
Yeah, we were talking. I think Lane was 2, and Clancy had to have been, I mean, just
a baby,
born. Or,
just
yeah.
a baby, baby.
Yeah.
And but I remember you and I talking, and you really began to feel a kind of a stirring. You wanted to teach in some way, and it was this particular class. And I remember you sharing with me, and you said, "This is kind of the season we're going to be coming into."
Right.
And there was just a kind of a stirring on your guys' heart of wanting to, one, kind of minister where you're going to be at, but also seem to be kind of preparing your heart for having those children at that age. Mm-hmm. And since then, now we're excited for number four coming. We probably can't be as nearly as excited as you are, Christy, for that baby to come. But we're excited. So, but I know as you and I have talked, and we've gone through different studies in discipleship as well, that there's been some things that as you guys have been teaching this age, that God's been really beginning to reveal some things around the consistency and the diligence of having young ones. And I've just been encouraged to hear your guys' heart in these things, and that you've just wanted the Lord to begin to grow you even as you're teaching in that setting. So there was a couple passages I know you had.
Yeah, I think discipline and consistency are the two biggest things that come to my mind when talking about raising children or instructing other people's children. You know, it's convicting when you get up and you're in front of a group of kids and they're not your kids. You know, you're held to a higher standard. Mm-hmm. And so I think the first verse that I'm going to go through is Deuteronomy 6, and there's a couple verses here. Starting in verse 5, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. These words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your sons. You shall talk to them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be frontals on your forehead. You shall write them on your doorposts, on your house, on your gates." To me, that talks about just a consuming desire to constantly be in God's word and to instruct the little ones that you have to also walk that way. One of the other passages, again, this to me talks of a consistency. It's a continual effort to do what God wants you to do in your life. Going into Hebrews chapter 12, verse 10, "For they disciplined us for a short time as seemed best to them, but he disciplines us for our good, so that we may share his holiness. All discipline for the moment seems not to be joyful, but sorrowful. Yet to those who have been trained by it, afterwards it yields a peaceful fruit of righteousness." And I think that as when you're training these little ones, when you're teaching and instructing them, that discipline is so important because you see as they grow up what a lack of discipline does in somebody's life. Mm. My kids know that in our house, I don't count. There's no, hey, you have till the count of three to do this. Lane, how many times a day I tell you to do something? One time, right? So that discipline, that consistency is just so vital to how they're going to grow up, but also maintaining that discipline and consistency in your own life, because all of you that have kids know that they're going to pick up on your worst habits before they pick up on your best ones. And so to just stay in the word and to make sure that that message is consistent is something that we've both wanted to do in our home, but also as we've taught some of these other little ones. You know, I mean, in my house, if Lane misbehaves, I can hang him up by his toes. But back here, it'd probably send the wrong message. So, you know,
we won't do that. I'll just let you know. Class is about to dismiss. We're not doing that.
So, like I said, it's just, it's been convicting. And as you're dealing, especially with other people's children, to make sure that you're being consistent and you're teaching them, instructing them the right way. But also, I mean, you're then dealing with different personalities that you're used to at home. And you're having to learn and adapt, and they're growing you while you're trying to teach them. Yeah. When we first had that class, it was a bunch of 7-year-old little girls, and they could read, and they sat and colored, and they just, now we got 5 little boys in there, and it's not the same. So
you don't say.
No. So we've had to grow and adjust, you know, as it goes along. And but it, you know, it's been wonderful. We've obviously loved teaching all of the kids, and I mean, they've taught us plenty too, just about how we want to live our own lives and run our own house. So,
I think God's answering that prayer, brother.
I think so. We had a lot of them. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Mr. Christie. You know, it's the heart that we want to have. That we go, Lord, don't allow me to ever get to a point where I feel like I've arrived. Keep teaching me. Keep growing me closer to you. It's actually what begins to qualify us to be able to teach. It's our own walk, not how eloquent or even how smart we are. And just thankful that God looks at the heart, aren't you? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you today, Lord, we just thank you so much for the way that you begin to stir our heart, that, Lord, you begin to put different burdens on our heart. You begin to lead us and guide and direct us, Lord, and you know exactly what we need. You know what we'll need for a season of our life before we ever do. And, Lord, for that equipping, we just want to give you thanks. You don't leave us without what we need. And, Lord, may we as a body just continue to seek you in our own walk, Lord, and allow our heart to begin to be right in how we can come alongside others. Lord, we give you thanks and praise today in your name. Amen.